A vehicle ID number leads to a guy in Connecticut who recently sold his Nissan Pathfinder for cash. He sends agents looking for an unnamed man of possible Middle Eastern descent. They end up stopping a plane at Kennedy Airport and arresting Faisal Shahzad. The timeline that led to an SUV in Times Square starts to become clear, but the motives remain murky. Attorney General Eric Holder says it doesn't matter. His intent was to kill Americans, and that may be all the motive we need to understand today. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, May 4th, and we are starting to get a trickle of details, John, about this Times Square bombing attempt and the man who the federal officials say is behind it.
And more to come all day today. Let's get a check of the morning's top story, and it is the arrest in the failed Times Square bombing case. Here's a dramatic scene. If you're an agent in the Joint Terrorism Task Force from the FBI, you don't have to take accept the fact that the plane is already pulled away from the gate. Last night, shortly before midnight, federal officials arrested 30-year-old Faisal Shahzad, formerly of Shelton, Connecticut, already on a plane bound for Dubai. He's a naturalized U.S. citizen. He's from Pakistan. Attorney General Eric Holder was asked about the motive for Saturday's failed attack at an early morning news conference.
It's clear that the intent behind this terrorist act was to kill Americans.
The FBI has already searched Shahzad's former home near Bridgeport. He's expected to face formal charges in a Manhattan federal court later today. A statement from the U.S. Attorney's Office says he is accused of allegedly driving a car bomb into Times Square. The Attorney General says the focus of the investigation now turns to how many other people may have been involved.
This investigation is ongoing. It is multifaceted. And it is aggressive.
We're joined now by Bob Henley, reporter with our partner WNYC. Bob, you've been all over this case really since it broke over the weekend. Is there anything about the nature of this arrest that suggests there's a wider net here, or that this is going to close with this particular arraignment this morning in the federal court?
It's too soon to tell. We do see a trend where I guess there's been some dozen cases where Americans, I'm thinking of the Aziz case that just happened around September 11th of last year, where we saw a situation where an individual from Queens connected to America, seemingly assimilated in America, moved out to Colorado, found himself collecting surplus beauty supplies to put together a bomb. So we have this kind of astroturf cyber jihad thing that's decentralized. So it's perfectly conceivable this individual has a Rolodex that includes Pakistan and is acting in his own self-interest in a kind of self-styled jihad.
Well, we certainly know that he visited Pakistan for about 5 months. At least that's according to the information that we're getting this morning. We're going to find out more about the man who was arrested, Faisal Shahzad, when we speak more with Bob Henley in just a moment.
In other news, the massive oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico could soon drive up the cost of everything from coffee to your car's tires. Fishing in the region has been shut down, and the slick could tie up major shipping lanes in and out of the Mississippi River. Boston residents can drink the water again. Officials have lifted the boil water order for 2 million people after a crucial water main broke over the weekend. And we got an early sign of voter frustration from Washington that could come today with Senate primaries in Ohio, Indiana, and North Carolina. Also, good news, I guess, for Detroit and other manufacturing states. The U.S. auto industry appears to be on the road to recovery. Ford sales rose 25% last month from a year earlier. GM climbed nearly 20%. Taking a look at the markets, Asian markets are mixed. European indices are down. Futures are down. The Dow starts at 11,151, the S&P at 1,202, and the NASDAQ at 2,498. Coming up later in the show, we're going to talk with the original Foxy Brown, Pam Grier.
Oh, my goodness.
Will be talking to us this morning about her life and her work.
We're also talking salaries this morning. Do you know what you're worth in the food chain of your own office? Do you want to know what other people are making? Tell us your story at 877-8-MY-TAKE and find out more on our site from Beth Koblenner at thetakeaway.org. In a few minutes, more details on the attempted Times Square bombing, the arrest. Bob Henley is going to join us. Also, the spokesman for the NYPD will be with us.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.